You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up.
Oh, what's up?
This is your boy, Sheriff. Let's get it.
Let's do this. Let's get it. Come on, you guys. Let's do this. That's what's up. What up, everybody? Today, we're going to talk about a bunch of things, but we're going to start with conspiracy theory analysts. Everybody who comes online has an opinion about what is and isn't a conspiracy theory. They're like, oh, there's no facts that support that. It's a conspiracy theory. Are you sure? Are you sure there's no facts? Oh, they can just come on and say whatever they want, and they got no supporting facts. Cry me a river. Cry me a river. The fact that people put things into question now labels them a conspiracy theorist? I don't think so. I don't think so. It's not a conspiracy if it's true. So, let me get this right. If Tom Hanks comes out and admits he's a violent pedophile, is on the run, and is now a member of the Greece community in Greece. So if he's now a Greek citizen and he's on the run again, I'm pointing this out, and has said, oh, look at that sexy baby and things like that, you know, with this whole toddlers and tiaras thing, which anyone with a sound mind can agree that's pretty gross. Are they conspiracy theorists? I wanna know. It's just, wow, the audacity of something. And they all say this with like a cat as their avatar. Or like a mascot bulldog as their avatar. Or they say like they're the ghost of somebody. Then they have the picture of the person who they say that they're the ghost of in the avatar. And they think that we're supposed to take them seriously, you guys. Just, whoa. Whoa. Another person I can't take seriously right now is Donald Che. Donald Che. Donald Che. What's up, Donald Che Trump Jr.? Junior. Hey, Junior. I can't take this dude seriously. I really can't, man. Donald Che Trump Jr. Donald Che Trump Jr. has an opinion. Since when is this guy a doctor? I'm more of a doctor than he is, as far as I understand. Now let's talk about me really quick before we jump into that. I went to massage therapy school. I studied pathology. I studied a cadaver. I studied how things travel through the veins in a cadaver. I seen the body split open. I mean, I studied what are contraindications on whether you should or shouldn't do a massage on somebody. I studied shiatsu. I studied kinesiology. I mean, I have more of a medical background than this douchebag does. Oh, what medications are you taking? Have you been drinking? Oh, okay, well those are contraindications. And I'm sorry, I'd love to give you a massage. Little rub and tug. Just kidding. Just kidding. But I can't. I can't give you that massage. I'm sorry, I can't give you a happy ending either. Just kidding, you guys. Just kidding, I'm just throwing jokes out there at this point. But no, seriously, I've really got more of a metal back, metal. I got a metal background, you guys. I got more of a medical background than this dude does. And he's saying, oh, trust these doctors. I'm sorry, but I watched two of them and I had enough. And then they're only praising one doctor out of what, 20 doctors that went up? The focus is on one. One who claims Jesus. Okay. Well, if you're claiming Jesus, why don't you respect the guy enough to call him by his real name, Yeshua? Or did you just not know that's his real name? You know, it always used to make me angry and upset in church whenever they would go about Jesus, but nothing was ever talked about Yeshua. Now, they were telling the stories of him, but they were calling him by a different name. And I could never figure out for the life of me why that ticked me off so much. I mean, I got up and walked out of church because they kept talking about Jesus, Jesus this, Jesus that. And get out of here. His name is Yeshua. Get it right. How can you call yourself a pastor if you didn't even know that? Oh, you call him Yeshua? Oh, okay. How can you call yourself a pastor? But anyways, so Donald J. Trump Jr. has had his Twitter banned, suspended. Like, he can't use it. He can't log in. He can probably log in to see his tweets. But he can't tweet nothing, and nobody can see what he tweeted. With all of this talk about the Epstein Islands and pedophilia and pizza and hot dogs and the this and the that, it's pretty peculiar how his whole Twitter is gone suddenly. His whole Twitter is just gone from the public eye. Twitter can still log in and see what he's posted. What are they doing in the background, you guys? I mean, seriously. You really got a question. Why suddenly, overnight, did his Twitter get suspended over what they say is over hydroxychloroquine? Okay, sure. Are you sure it wasn't his behavior? Because Twitter has suspended my accounts over my behavior. They've even come out and said, on Joe Rogan, Jack said it's based on your behavior, man. But he said it. It came from the horse's mouth. Not Awali Ben Talal, who owns more stock in Twitter than Jack does, but Jack. Jack tells you straight up how to not get suspended from Twitter. And ever since then, I haven't gotten suspended from Twitter. See, you know, people are like, well, how come you didn't ask him hard-hitting questions? They asked Joe Rogan that. I mean, did he really have to? I mean, yes, of course, yes. We could have had more questions answered. But I mean, a lot of things got discussed. I'm just saying, I'm in no way defending this guy. I'm not defending Joe Rogan. I'm not defending Jack on Twitter, who has admittedly in 2006 tweeted that he was reading the Satanic Bible. Talked about golden something. Okay? So, I mean, the dude is disgusting. Like, I'm just gonna leave it at that. He's got his nose pierced, which is, how do you say, a strikeout in Christianity. Like you're striking out against Christianity. Like, that's your defiance. Now, I have my ears gauged, but that's just the style. His, not so much. He defaced his face in a protest against Christianity. But we're moving on from that, right? Okay, so, I mean, you kind of get an idea right there what's going on. And somebody was like, oh, we can ban all these people for speech on hydroxychloroquine and how it works, but we can't figure out how to curb pedophilia online. Because they did that in 24 hours. Why can't they do it for pedophilia in 24 hours? And I agree. I'm just using a voice that's different than mine. I know it sounded funny, but seriously. Now, you gotta wonder why this video has been removed. Now, it's not because, oh, they were up there telling the truth about the virus. No, they weren't. If they were telling the truth about said quote-unquote virus, they would have said, wow, you know what? Nobody should be talking about this. Nobody should be giving advice about this because it hasn't been proven to exist. The virus has not been isolated on a living cell to prove it exists. So everybody, honestly, this is not my opinion, this is a fact. Everybody who has an opinion about this, who states that they're saying facts about said virus, needs to shut up. Straight up. They should shut their flapping mouth. I'm being honest, you guys. I, the holistic person who's not pushing drugs on you, is telling you the truth. I'm being honest. If you're not going to be honest and say that there has been no virus isolation, then you should shut your mouth. I mean, that definitely includes Doug Ducey, Donald Trump, Anthony Fauci. What's this other girl's name on Facebook? She's some kind of mayor or something. What is her name? Somebody probably responded. Let me just check. No, they didn't. Oh, wait. Yes, they did. Somebody liked it. How do you say this? Eleni? Kunalakis. Eleni Kunalakis. Kunalakis. Whatever. She's saying, in case you missed it, California public health officials now collect additional information, including sexual orientation and gender identity, to get a better sense of COVID-19's impact on the LGBTQ community. I'll tell you the impact right now. Quit lying to them, and there will be no impact. You have not proven the virus exists. If you don't have the virus isolation, then you should hush. Shut your mouth. Shut your face. Not just part of it, all of it. Shut it all. This includes your little flappy little thumbs swiping and tapping the keys that are on the screen. They're virtual keys. Yeah, stop doing that. Stop hitting the keyboard. Just stop. You've got no room to talk. None of y'all have any room to talk. No doctors, no lawyers, no politicians, but me, on the other hand, and people like David Icke, we've got plenty of room to talk because we're the ones admitting the truth. People like me and David that admit that there has been no virus isolation, we have plenty of room to talk. Plenty, plenty, plenty of room. We've got a mansion and y'all got a shack. Y'all got a shanty. Y'all ain't even got walls on it. Y'all barely got a tin roof on that. Y'all got no room to talk. You're in a padded room. Told to go stand in the corner, but it's circular. And you're just looking for it. You're insane. You guys are insane. You keep trying to do the same thing over and over again and none of it's working. I mean, am I making myself loud and clear here, or do I need to turn it up? Because I just don't understand where you're getting off talking about so-and-so said this. Pass it on. I mean, seriously. Like, I looked at somebody's freaking tweets today, and it was like, something, something, pass it on. But then the tweet was unavailable. There was no tweet there. Okay, so what am I supposed to pass on? At this point, it's all rumors. This whole thing is rumors. It's a quote-unquote myth, as Naylor says. Speaking of Naylor, let's jump off of the rumor train and jump onto something substantial. Like H.E. Bill Barr, this Attorney General douche. He's got no room to talk either. You know why? Because he won't answer Naylor's questions. Naylor asked him a yes or no question. He wouldn't give a straight answer. All he had to do was say yes or no. And he's like mumbling about t- talking about this or that. It's got nothing to do with the question that was asked of him. The question was asked very eloquently. And just to make Barr look even more silly, like, he cuts him off to keep the question going. So, like, would you agree? You know, I'm gonna give a round of applause. Slow clap for Naylor. Because he made Barr look like a Nimrod, the Nimrod he is. Because Barr's over there covering for Trump. Or at least trying to. At least trying not to answer the questions to cover for Donald Trump. Well, I'm not going to answer any questions that have to do with my conversations with the president. What? That wasn't asked of you. Either yes or no. Either you're talking about the campaign and these riots at the same time, in the same breath, in the same conversation. Are they related or not? And this dude can't even say no. Why won't Barr answer the question? All he kept referring to was either what his opinion was on the matter, or just declined to answer by saying, I'm not going to talk about my conversations that I've had with the president. Okay? Why? Is it top secret? He's asking you a straight up question, Bill Barr. He wants to know. In other words, is Trump interfering with the election? Well, so far the facts are pointing at yes. I mean, he hasn't appointed a quorum. So Barr, answer the question. Mr. Naylor was asking you. Answer the question. Put down the bagpipes. Mr. Honey Badger, put them down. Stop dancing around on stage like a fool. And answer the question. It's a simple yes or no question. And you even needed him to repeat the question. Wait, the what? Huh? What'd you say? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. Over my heightness of fear. It was towering and it was screaming at me. Ah! Like, that's Bill Barr inside of his head. Ah, did you stop? Ah, it's a cockroach! Ah, get it! Surprise! Surprise! A Democrat is asking you a straight up question and you won't answer! Just saying. You know what's funny is somebody who supports veterans is talking about, like, here, I'll just read it to you. Let me just read it. Because, wow. Wow, you guys, wow. All right, tweets and replies. It's funny. She says, being lied to constantly, 24/7, by the media and government is exhausting. Have to educate people you don't know on things they should know is draining. Which, that last sentence doesn't make sense. Having to educate people. But, hey, I'm not here to grammar police you. I'm just saying, you might want to look over your tweet before you hit post. And if you don't notice that it went out wrong, then delete it and start over. See, I don't understand some of y'all. Like, get it right. Well, anyways, my reply to being lied to constantly 24/7 by the media and government is exhausting. Have to educate people you don't know on things they should know is draining. My reply was, how do you think I feel when people on social media keep puffing up Trump like he's not guilty of several crimes he's continually committing? If he's so innocent and great, then why hasn't he appointed a 4th, 5th, and 6th member to create a federal election commission quorum? So yeah, I mean, really, really. It's so funny. Somebody, this guy, Why are the Democrats terrified of hydroxychloroquine? I said, why are you lending credibility to a quote-unquote virus that hasn't been isolated to prove it exists? I mean, do tell. I don't get it. Open your eyes to the coronavirus hoax that's right in front of your face every single day in the news. Politicians don't want you to see my video where I'm talking about this, but truth seekers do. I'm sick of my credibility being trashed and overshadowed. Because it's the truth. Here, let's just listen to the video, shall we? I think that's a good idea. It's just, listen to the video. All right, here we go.
I'm here to tell you that the America Frontline Doctors video, that is 100% propaganda. And I'm sorry that you fell for it. Just because it got taken down does not mean that it has all this credibility. It got taken down for a reason. They actually probably planned it to be taken down. Just like they probably planned Donald J. Trump Jr. to be taken down off of Twitter. Because all of a sudden he's coming out with all of these opinions. All of a sudden he's at the front line forefront of all of these opinions. As if his opinion matters. Why are we hearing from him and not his dad about this? Why should you listen to me? Because I graduated with a 3.89 in my massage therapy class, where we learned about pathogens, where we learned about shiatsu, kinesiology. I mean, you can believe a holistic person, or you can believe a bunch of doctors who are just here to push drugs on you in the name of pharmacopoeia. I want you to really think about what I'm telling you, because what I'm about to tell you might shock you. It might open up your eyes, which I'm hoping it does. This virus has not been isolated. So how can we be coming up with a cure of something that has not been isolated to prove its existence? COVID-19, thus far, scientifically, does not exist. So if that's the fact, then it looks like a lot of politicians are in big trouble. Think about that.
So, I mean, yeah, think about that. Think about that long and hard. Think about how many politicians, how many public officials, how many people you're going to be pissed at that have been lying to you, draining your bank accounts, not giving you your money through the economic impact payments yet. Like, raise your hand, seriously. How many people haven't gotten their first economic impact payment yet? Like, I can raise mine. I haven't gotten mine yet. It's ridiculous. It is so ridiculous. But here, this is what I say about it on Parler. Tracking your economic impact payment and using the Get My Payment tool is impossible for those that the IRS says doesn't have to do anything to receive their payment. Here we are on round two of these payments, which aren't enough to make up for the rent you've been losing out on and aren't being delivered on time. And many people still haven't even received them. This whole thing is a disaster, much like the Trump administration. But I'm sure those whom are brainwashed maggots, M-A-G-A, maggots, wouldn't understand anything I just said and would just shrug off my words. Or would say something insulting to me just to defend their Red Rhino reality TV star leader. Figures. Said quote-unquote virus has never been isolated to show it even exists. Yet, we're having debates over what drugs even work on this fairy tale of a virus that scientifically doesn't exist. Meanwhile, Trump's admin is auctioning off land that doesn't belong to the government in the name of oil that we shouldn't even use. Is anyone even hearing me? Are you even listening? I don't get it, man. Like, should I understand? Like, should I don't get it, bro. It's just like, I don't get these quote-unquote riots. Like, these people are paid to do this. You know, Donald Trump says we're protecting these federal buildings. No, you're not. No, you're not. If you were protecting these federal buildings, they wouldn't be getting spray painted on every day. That spray paint and all that tagging and crap and all that hateful things that they've said on there. Like, I love their hate. Like, that's hateful, man. That's not hate speech. It's just, you love their hate. You love to make other people hate you. Okay. Like, okay, dude. These are things that are spray painted on the buildings and sidewalks of these buildings. And nobody has cleaned it up. Nobody has cleaned up the tagging. But watch, I bet you Trump sends somebody to go clean it up now that I've hollered at him about it on Twitter. Like, hello? You're not about to sit here and lie to me and tell me that you're protecting these federal buildings. No, you're not. These people are kicking these buildings every day. They're throwing things at cops all the time. How about you protect your federal officers? How about you protect the staff? But you won't. You're too busy protecting the staff infection, so to speak. The fairy tale virus. You want to protect your narrative. And you're letting other people come in and bully you and tell you what to do and what to say about it. You're conforming to them, Trump. You think I don't know what you're doing? You think that people like me aren't looking at you and thinking you're a fool? You old fool. What, you're like 90? Like, how old are you, Trump? Get out of office. Step down already. I've been calling for you to step down for a long time, but you resist. You resist. You're a rapist, bro. A rapist who's paid hush money to these women who have said that you're raping them. You have raped them. You don't see me paying out hush money. I'm fighting in court to prove my innocence. But you're above that. Oh, just give them some money. You're sick. You're a sick, fat gut man. You're nasty. You're gross. You're friends with Maxwell and Epstein. And the fact that Liz Crokin comes out and defends you against your relationship with him, that's even more questionable. Because she surely didn't man the forefront of this whole Hollywood investigation, this whole, oh, look at this. She didn't. All of a sudden, she's come out into the public. All of a sudden. This is all of a sudden, people. I want you to understand this. This documentary is all of a sudden, and it's all common knowledge. It's nothing that anybody who has looked into this doesn't already know. Those who know about Pizzagate, we know. But what you don't know is what walnut sauce is. Adrenochrome. They pull out the freaking the pineal gland that's got all the adrenaline in it, and they share it amongst themselves to eat. Hillary Clinton has put forceps up on a little girl's nose, and I know because somebody watched the video, pulled it out while she was still alive, shared it with Uma Abedin. Let her take a bite and took a bite. These Hollywood people, they're all part of this. But if you've looked into this, you already know. So many people already know about this. A lot of people don't even want to know about this. They'd rather just live their happy little lives and just not understand who they're watching on TV. They don't want to admit that Tom Hanks is a violent pedophile. And those who know, they don't want you to know. And they'll go online behind these fake Facebooks and fake Twitters and fake whatever else is with their kitty cat photos and bulldog photos as their avatars. It's supposed to be a photo of themselves. They use a fake name and a fake photo. Hey, maybe they use a real name and a fake photo. Maybe they use a real photo and a fake name. But either way, these fakers come out and call you the faker. Oh, there's no fact supporting it. Really? Because there's one heck of a report about it online. Extensive. With proof. Photo evidence. Video evidence. But hey, I'm just a theorist. I'm spinning a web of theory here. Ooh, dude. So stupid. Grow up. You know, you can't protect these people forever. The mob is gonna eventually get them. That mob mentality is eventually going to rip these people apart in one way or another. You can fake their deaths. You can do whatever you want. We will eventually come to understand who they were, and we will figure out where they're at. You know, I asked a very serious question yesterday. Where's heaven? No, seriously, where is heaven? Because this is hell. So where is heaven at? Is the exit out of here an entrance into heaven? Somewhere in Area 51? Now that is a theory. You see the difference here? The only quote-unquote semi-substantial proof I have is they got a show about this. It's called The Good Place. And to get between heaven and hell, you gotta take a train. Well, there's a report out online. Very extensive. I put it on acapnews.com. And it talks about the links between child trafficking, Area 51, and Agartha, Inner Earth. Apparently, you go in the Earth somehow and come out on the other side. Like, imagine a tunnel passageway. You know how a rabbit hole goes down, but then it comes out the other side, or a gopher hole, or a Hispanic digging a hole underneath the fence that Trump built for just a few miles? Yeah, there's another side of that. And apparently there's several entrances. But remember, this is all a theory. However, there is military evidence. A military commander or whatever, General Byrd, military general, came back with a report about Agartha, about how he flew his plane into this giant hole and it started to get, or actually, it was either a giant hole or it was just over the ice because they did, it's called Operation Hurdle Jump or something like that. But either way, over the land that we can't travel over, somehow there is another world. There is another part to all this. Apparently there's giants, woolly mammoths, large fruit. Imagine an apple bigger than your head. And you taste it and it tastes nothing like an apple over here. It tastes pure. It tastes so flavorful that you couldn't even imagine the flavor. You've never tasted anything like this in your life. A grape so huge, you have to hold it with both hands. And the giants there are friendly. Because the Bible talks about giants. The Bible talks about dragons. The Bible talks about ancient serpents. One of them being the devil. An evil serpent man. Hence reptilian. But hey, this is all a theory, right? Everything I've just said is a theory, right? Who am I? Who am I to say it? I mean, I'm only somebody that studies the Bible. I study the Bible a lot. I grew up studying the Bible. I grew up going to church, listening about the Bible every week. Sometimes even twice a week. I've heard plenty of sermons on the Bible ever since I was a little kid. I know a lot about the Bible. I got the words, the best words. They're huge. They're freaking huge. Like, but hey, who am I, right? I'm just some kind of conspiracy nut, conspiracy theorist, somebody with no facts. Well, fact of the matter is that the Bible says that there's all these things that exist. But people who are quote-unquote atheists, or let's just call them what they really are, anti-God, anti-Christ, Satanist promoters, Bible deniers, they call the Bible a myth. That's just a myth, as Naylor says. And everybody, you know, everybody's pointing out all this crap about Naylor. Well, honestly, I'm going to tell you straight up, I haven't seen anybody attack anybody with my own eyes in a live feed. Now, I've seen footage of them supposedly attacking a cop, throwing things at cops, but I've never seen them straight up just punching a cop. I've never seen anybody just straight up set fire. I've seen them fanning the flames. But there's no proof on who's doing what and what's doing this and this is doing that. So yeah, maybe Naylor's right. Maybe it is a myth. Maybe Naylor knows something that we don't know. But hey, people like Dan Bongino, who calls kombucha kombuchi, he comes out and says, oh yeah, it's a myth, huh? It's a myth, huh? Leave the man alone, Bongino. I'm gonna have to pull out the Bongino and take a hit. I mean, like, come on, dude. You're hitting the Bongino way too much. And you call me the pothead? I haven't smoked in I don't know how long. Which is legal, by the way. It's legal. It's not federally legal, though. And that's one reason I'm running for president. I will federally legalize marijuana. The conspiracy, oh, everybody look out, it's a conspiracy theory nut. He's gonna legalize marijuana. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh. What are we gonna do whenever he federally legalizes it? You're gonna release people from prison that don't belong there. Like, they probably up to their eyeballs in a Bible. I have people tell me, you know what? Now, these are people that were in jail. They tell me, the beast, the sign of the beast, it's the number you get. It's the number you get when you're booked for jail, for prison. This is the beast. The entire system is the beast. And look who's running it. Are they reptilians? I don't know. Are the COVID-19 adrenochrome trials for real? I don't know. I really don't know. I would sure love to find out.